Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 19th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn down a penny and three quarters, 4.75 and a quarter. March wheat down 4 3/4 cents at 6.12 and a quarter, and March beans down 11 cents at 13.29. We did have a new sale this morning, 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Apparently, the Chinese are looking for another 4 to 6 cargoes of U.S. beans. We were down, 11 cents on the beans overnight. They're looking for maybe an inch rains in northern Brazil over the next couple of days. The models are not, definitely along the same patterns out here. So there's a question about how much rain they'll actually get. The models have been definitely wetter than what they've actually received. 1 inch of rain isn't going to save this crop. The heat is anywhere from the low 90s up to 110 degrees. So, this is right in the middle of pod setting. I think it's going to be a major problem out here for the beans. One of the groups lowered their Brazilian estimate by 2 million metric tons. And I think that's going to be the pattern moving forward, that we're going to see lower and lower projections. This new projection has it under last year's production number, even with the increase in acres. So I think that may be a little significant. Every time we get a break in the market, somebody seems to buy it, whether it's the Chinese or Mexico. And we've got the dollar down another 25 ticks back under 102. That should be a little bit helpful. Crude oil's up 51 a barrel. That should help the bean oil maybe rally a little bit here. So we'll have to see. But overall, I think the market, beans have got to be bought on the breaks out here. Corn and wheat bought on the breaks. We're less than 2 weeks away from the first of the year now. And I think we're going to see fund covering. I've got them short 157,000 contracts of corn, 80,000 contracts of wheat. And hopefully we'll see some rebalancing there. The Argentinians yesterday proposed a tax hike on soybean meal up to 33%. That was part of the reason the beans rallied yesterday. Egypt is looking to buy Russian wheat. Looks like the Russian wheat is cheapest at $260 a ton now. They're offering as much as 755,000 metric tons. So that's quite a bit of wheat still around. And that always puts a damper on U.S. possibilities for bigger exports into Egypt. That's really about it. We've got a lot of people on holidays here, so the market can be moved around a little bit easier. And we'll see what today brings. Have a good day.